Thank you very much, Dan, for receiving this letter. This has been produced on behalf of the fans of all the Premier League clubs. We want to see a reduction in away prices in particular. We want to see more money in the away fans fund for helping away fans, because they're essential for the television product. And we want to see a new category for young adults who suffer at the moment. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming down. It's much appreciated. Your interest in this area is noted and it's being listened to. And there are ongoing discussions about away ticketing and attendance generally. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Malcolm Clark, Chair of the Football Supporters Federation and supporter rep on the FA Council. Well, we were here to lobby the Premier League clubs who are meeting today around the crucial issue of ticket prices in particular. We want to see a big reduction in away prices down to 20's plenty. We want to see a new category of prices for young adults, because obviously they are a group that find it particularly difficult when they're at a relatively early stage in their career, very often before their earning potential has risen, but they haven't no longer got the child concessions. We want to see an end to price categorisation so that the supporters of the so-called big clubs aren't always discriminated against wherever they go with the big prices.
Katrina Law, and I'm the co-chair of the Tottenham Hotspur Supporters Trust. I think they need to recognise that fans are part of the product, and the reason that they get so much money for, you know, global TV rights and domestic TV rights is because of the atmosphere that the fans create inside that stadium. So I would really hope that there will be some recognition of that fact, yes.
My name is Dave Kelly. I'm from the Everton Supporters Group, the Blue Union, and I'm also National Council member of the Football Supporters Federation. There's representatives from various fan groups, and we're actually putting our tribal differences to one side now. And we may well be divided by club colours, but we're united by a cause. Because it isn't just Evertonians, dare I say Liverpoolians or Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs fans. We all get ripped off.
If you look at the demographic of fans who are attending, the average age of our season ticket holders is in the early 40s, which isn't great. And you're looking at, you know, future-proofing and making sure that our new 61,000-seater stadium will be filled with fans for the next generation. So that whole legacy thing is a huge concern for us.
My name is Richard Weeks. I'm a Chelsea supporter, and I run We Are The Shed, which is a fan movement at Chelsea looking to improve the atmosphere in the shed. If I don't go to a game, if I make my own stand, it gets filled by tourists or they increase their corporate seating. I don't think they understand that people spend 2 days' wages travelling to an away game and take the day off work.
So an under-11 can get a season ticket for Everton for £95. I'm justifiably proud of that. However, I've got a concern that once they get to 12 and then they get to 16, they're then priced out about it. And I'm quite happy for corporate customers to pay hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds.
I'm optimistic that we'll get some further progress on this. Whether we'll get everything we want is possibly not the case in the real world. But we have made significant progress in recent years. There are far more reciprocal deals this season than there were before. I think the campaign has got a very high profile now that it didn't used to have. And I think that there are people in the football industry who recognise that in the long term it's in their interests to keep the atmosphere up at games and keep the grounds accessible to all sections of the community.
I think movements like the Homesdale Fanatics are great, because what they're doing is they are asking their clubs to be given a little bit of respect. They're sort of saying, we want to make noise, a group of us want to sit together, you know, you've got to give us more leeway. Because at the moment at Stamford Bridge, you know, ticket prices are very expensive, you know, the young vocal people are kept out, and if they do come, they can't sit with their friends because there's no safe standing, everyone's got an allocated seat.
It's about affordable football, it isn't about greedy fans. And I think there's a banner often appears at games. Football is a live sport, it's not a television programme.